KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.
Tongue me down.
Oh,
boy, we got a new drop. A little present for you.
Stedman's not here. He's in California. He's covering the Cougars. It is the Cougars and Steamers in Stockton tonight.
I wish I could show our listeners what's going on behind the glass right now.
Stedman finally
gets
the day off.
He's like the Lewis and Clark of short buses.
You are going to enjoy
what's
this.
What's he doing? Pointing.
When we find it, Timmy, you're going to enjoy
this. If Lewis and Clark explored the Louisiana Purchase via a short bus, that's what it would look like.
At 9:35, we're going to play the clip for you, Tim. Basically, Chasey channeled you, and coming out of a break, she goes, tongue me down, tongue
ooh.
Me down.
Tongue me down.
There it is!
Like she was somehow in your power.
Hey, let's hear that again.
Tongue me down.
Doesn't she sound like in a hypnotic trance?
She kind of sounds like Zool in Ghostbusters, yes. Sigourney Weaver's character.
She was mesmerized.
And then she was like, I missed him. I want to be with him.
I guarantee you she does.
And then she happens to be off today. I don't know what's going
She's
on.
She's off today?
She's off today.
Son of a bitch.
She brought in Christmas presents yesterday.
Son of a bitch.
She brought in presents yesterday. You missed it. I got a bag of Sharpies.
I got coffee and cake.
Did you really?
Coffee and cake.
Hey, by the way, I want to give out a special greeting. Not only is this the station of Rams PR with artists who called the cat the other day. The cat, also another thing
we
you missed
a lot
him.
Of fun when you were gone.
The cat said he wanted to screen calls, so we switched roles. The cat was over there. Joey was in here acting cool. Yeah, that's fine if you want to talk about Ponson, whatever. And the cat was taking calls, but we occasionally could open the mic in there. And the cat's like, hey, go on and say that Kilcoin sucks and that we need more of the cat. So we're going back and forth. And then Artist called Jim and says, hey, man, what they got you answering the phones for? But not only is Artist on board, Rams
PR.
That's
wrong.
Steinberg, the young kid, Aaron Steinberg, tells me yesterday, hey, now that Stern is off, I'm on board.
There you go.
Every day.
Oh,
and I said,
big.
Well,
that's big.
When Lil Stern, Timmy gets back,
thank you.
We'll win you over a little bit more, piece by piece. By the way, Rams related, yesterday, YMCA, I'm sitting there looking at this guy. He looks kind of familiar. I'm like, Aeneas Williams? Is he hanging at the Y? Aeneas Williams.
At the YMCA?
Yeah.
Where do you work? I thought you were like a South City worker outer.
No, over here at the Midco.
Were you working out or are you just going to showers looking 90-year-old guys naked?
Oh, God, that sounds
that's
good.
The move.
Sometimes so I'll go through that MAC, and I'll just go ween peeking, brother.
Former executives from Emerson.
Nothing is more horrific than being in a gym where a 90-year-old guy is not shy. You know,
it still goes on. Even
I think
the
old guys don't
out.
Care anymore. I think that's what happens. They're like, whatever.
It really is rough because you can't help it if you're moving around and you know
what
all of a sudden
it?
Out of nowhere, well, there's a joint.
Now, do you think that
people
it's
are
because
smoking pot?
Do you think it's because they're out of shape and they're old, or is that a preview of death when you look at a 90-year-old guy naked?
God.
In any event,
I'll tell you what. The weird thing is that I get really turned on.
You get turned on by anything. Ooh, a milk carton. That's hot.
Eh, milk cartons, hot or not. Let's talk about it.
We do have a poll, you
so
know.
I walk up to Aeneas and I said...
I forgot that we had this thing.
Yeah, we're on fire with our topics, so how could we get away from it?
Of all people, though, I walked up to him and I go, what the hell are you doing here? He goes, oh, how's that? You know, he's so polite. I'm like, why did I say, what the hell are you doing here? He's like, just working out. And I said, a lot of people ask why we didn't have a ceremony. You went away. It was the quietest retirement.
Were you both naked at the time?
No, this is in the middle of the gym.
Okay,
no,
that's
so you're listening.
Doesn't mean they can't both be naked.
You know, what kind of gym do you go to? Hey, it's a nude workout.
Those old guys get naked everywhere. On the treadmill, naked.
So I said, everybody wants to know why you just kind of slipped away. There was no ceremony. You had a great career, and then you just retired. He said, well, I'm not retired. I said, oh, so you're going to come back next year? He said, maybe this year. I said, well, I gotta tell you. I said, time's running out. And he said, but not if you include the playoffs. So then I did a little research, and I thought, well, maybe the Bears, because Lovie Smith, Perry Fuel, his old coaches, a couple of their safeties are hurt. So who knows? Maybe he really is serious about it.
I think he was just having fun at your expense.
No, I think he said he got a couple calls this year, but they weren't the right fit. That's why he didn't come back, but he has every intention of playing again. And that's why he's never had any formal retirement or any ceremony. But he lives in St. Louis. He said they love it here, that they're staying here. And
so you are saying that there's a, according to Neil's rules, there's a possibility he will be playing for.
Well, he didn't say which team. He said, I said, there's not enough time to return. He goes, don't rule out the playoffs. And then I looked into the Bears and Mike Brown
Cousin
and somebody
John
else.
Looked into it for you.
The internets. A couple of their safeties are hurt. That's the only team I thought would make sense because they know him. You know, you bring in a guy at the last minute. So maybe you'll see him playing in the postseason. So the reason you haven't heard from him or he hasn't retired, in his mind,
how
he's not retired.
He? You didn't look that up, did you? You didn't look that up.
I'd say he's 36. I'd say that with almost certainty. So he may be returned. But I thought it's funny. This guy's just hanging out in St. Louis. I said, do people recognize you? He said, every once in a while, people walk by and go, good luck on Sunday. And he's like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you never know what he's got going. He might have a Madden tournament or something.
And he basically sat there and asked me a question. So what's going on at the park? And I'm just killing everybody. And he's the nicest guy in the world. He's like, okay, okay. And I'm like, you know, Larry sucks. And he's like, okay, okay. He wouldn't chime in on anything. He's not going to crush anybody.
He has a class act.
Yeah,
he is
no, he's just way too intelligent.
He is not going to crush anybody. He just kind of kept saying, okay, all right. And he's like, Martin, good seeing you. Maybe I'll see you again. I'm like, well,
he
I only work
name?
Out once a year. He did, actually. The head coach
does
it.
How about that?
Tom. Or maybe he said Martin.
No excuses. No surrender.
All right, we do have a poll for you, though, on the Thursday edition because we're off tomorrow. Big shooting match tonight.
Fired up. I'm going to get
Station
a little,
party.
Little booze throwing through me veins.
We're going to throw it through your veins?
Yeah, why not?
You're going to shoot up vodka?
So the Morning Grind presents the Thursday poll. The Cats holiday poll. Is
yes,
it a holiday
really
poll?
Mind. I'm not taking.
You don't want.
I'm
this
not
one.
Taking the blame for this one.
What is a bad poll?
It's not a good one. Let's see what. Let's see. What
I don't know.
Think.
I think there's a couple questions in there that are intriguing.
All right, let's see what the folks think. Question number one. Sidney Ponson, starter, middle relief.
I don't like the way you're phrasing
or
this.
Back in the big house.
I'm more on the, do you approve of the organization bringing Ponson on, or are you disappointed by the fact that they have?
All right, that can be a question. Which question do you like better? Do you approve of the organization bringing him back?
Hold on, let's start up trivia again.
Sidney Ponson,
this is like when you line up two mirrors in front of each other and they just go on
Jim,
forever.
I just got a mental email. That sounds like a great idea. Signed, Tuesday's trivia segment.
Starter, middle relief, or back in the big house? Which would you rather do on Saturday, watch the Rams game or watch Santa drop presents down the porcelain chimney?
I don't know if I know what that means.
I'm assuming it's a reference to Santa dropping ass.
Deuce.
Great Quinn's body of work. Carolyn from The Apprentice, who's gotten dolled up this past season.
Now, I haven't seen this new thing. You're saying she's got something going?
She got the ultimate makeover.
Really?
I don't know if she had work done.
You know what her last name is? I'm going to go online here and see
Crow.
Is it really? Okay, perfect.
And then the final
Carrie Crow?
Open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
I used to get the deal if you went to Midnight Mass, you could open one when you got home. So you'd go to Midnight Mass, but you also got it over with. So that Sunday morning you'd get up, Kat, and just fire away on the presents.
I got to tell you.
In my religion, it's if you go out and you kill a non-believer, you can open any gift under the menorah.
A non-believer, as in a non-believer in your religion?
Exactly.
Yeah. Blah.
Christmas
that
Day.
Connectedness.
I want to make it crystal clear that I do not enjoy Christmas any longer, and I
what a shock!
There's nothing left that Tim likes except corny booze.
Now, once and I
Travis
have
Knight.
Children, I will love it. But at this point, it becomes like some kind of social pissing contest,
social
wealth exchange.
Yeah, I mean, who gives a damn? I know you're on board with me here.
Well, no, the whole commercial.
I guarantee you he is on. He knows exactly
well,
where
like
I'm coming
Christmas.
From.
I like the idea, and I'm going to see my
I like the idea.
I like the idea of Christ.
Good what are you saying?
I'm glad they came up with it. I'm glad Hallmark came up with it.
Good idea, bad execution on Christmas. What are you talking about? I like the idea.
I like the idea. Let me finish. It's threefold. Of the kids ripping open presents. I'll see my nieces and nephew next week in Toronto. And for them, Christmas is a big thing.
You
I
throw crap down to those Asians in the basement and wrap it up?
No. Here! I scoop out some rice.
In the safe!
I know what you're thinking. I like Christmas when
Yay,
the kids
Christmas.
Are ripping through presents and everything. But the grown-ups who are like, oh, I got to get something for my girlfriend, Cheryl, and I got to go to the mall and it's packed.
Yes!
You can't drive down a street right now. It's just packed because everybody is saying, oh, I got to get some gifts.
I hate Christmas.
Here's what I
shopping.
Want. Here's
I hate
what I need.
It. I hate it. But I will say this. I'm going to go see family in Chicago. Got gifts for the kids. Got crap for my brother. I want to see his look of disappointment when he opens up and finds out that I got him a cardigan. This is the part that I like.
What a penguin look like in a cardigan?
There's just no need for it all. My mom calls, what do you need for Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing. If I want something, I go and buy it. And that's that. That's it. Don't waste your time. Give it to my little... I got a 15-year-old sister. Give it to her. Take what you're going to spend on me and give it to her because it's a waste. I don't want it.
What if they got you a real nice porn tape?
Be fine. You know, but that's only $15. I'll get that myself. And besides, I have it online anyway.
You're saying it's a wealth exchange. What if they just got you a well-thought-out porn tape.
No point. And then
he opens it up. He's like, oh, I already have this one.
And then, like, the Oprah audience member, you know, female contingent, oh, what'd he get you? Oh, that wasn't good enough. And then you have these ads going on where these women are trying to, you know, manipulate you into buying jewelry or a Lexus.
It worked on Kachuk. He told us the other day, he said, what are you throwing around for Christmas? You got all that money. We said, what is the wife getting? He goes, nothing.
I got her something two years ago.
I bought her a bracelet about a month ago, and that's it. And the cat's pressing. How much? How much did you spend? What did he say? Never mind you.
Never mind you. more money than you'll ever see.
By the way, stream of consciousness, Kachuk may be at the party tonight hanging out with us.
You're kidding me.
Well, you know, we've jinxed him. He's out 4 to 6 weeks now with a broken hand. Absolutely. We took care of that.
He doesn't blame us, though, Tim. We thought for sure he would blame us.
I think actually he thanks us. He said, sure, I can come by the party, have a few Bud Selects. I'm on
now
board.
Now he's got to eat a Schneidhorse with his left hand. That's the problem.
Chicago style, he calls it.
He calls it Chicago style.
He will be there. Producer Joe, he will be there.
Right.
Super strong.
Keith Kachuk.
I got to see
board.
A lot of the members of The Note when I was at the U2 concert, but I didn't see Walter.
Yeah, let's make it a big deal so there'll be a lot of party crashers.
Well, as long as they're pro athletes and I can, you know, jock sniff, it'll be great.
No, but there'll be other people that might be listening that want to jock sniff and are going to try to crash the party now.
No, we're going to
see me on the east side, baby.
We're
going to
see a bunch of
this.
Guys walking in with a knit cap, walking in on their knees. Hey, it's me, McKernan. Let me in.
Is that true?
Yep.
Cats on fire. Did we finish the poll? I think.
No, my point is Christmas sucks. I mean, I really. That's
maybe
what
that's
I'm on
a
board.
Question.
It'll be great.
It's not even my holiday, and I like it. You're just angry at everything.
No, I'm not. The premise is a downer.
What's become too important? I like all the parties and the get-togethers.
But my mom makes herself miserable for a month to try and get presents for people that are in their 20s and have their own money. It's Missy. Come on.
I get calls from my stepmom.
Crap! I don't want it. My brothers don't want it. Buy the stuff for my sister.
All right, maybe add
Christ
that question, Kat. Christmas, mass. Does it suck or not suck?
And then I got to buy, my wife's going to buy something for me. I said, I'm buying it. All you're doing is going to pick it up. It's my money. This is stupid.
But she's got some of her own money.
That doesn't matter. It's my, for the most part, it's my money.
Well, what if she used her own money?
That doesn't matter because then it takes away from the money that we invest. It sucks. The whole thing sucks. I hate this. I'm looking forward to the thing tonight, though.
I'm on board with that.
Well, maybe you'll have like a Christmas tree fire at your house and you won't have to celebrate.
We don't have a tree.
All right, if you're confused, the cat will reset the poll when we come back. Bottom line is, here's today's poll question. Does everything suck? Yes or no? Get on board.
You are so miserable.
I'm still picturing people on their knees.
Christmas is commercialized. I'm not on board with
it. It's too commercialized, but I'm picturing people with the knit cap walking in on their knees. 590 The Fan.